Hello and welcome back. This is episode 26 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast all about writing your novel in 30 days. I am your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. This is day 26 of 30. I want you to let that sink in for just a moment. After today, there are only 4 more days of NaNoWriMo. Here's the question you need to be asking yourself. Am I going to make it? As I've been saying this entire time, the short answer is, as long as you're still writing, yes, you're going to make it. You are not going to lose NaNoWriMo as long as you don't give up. If you're in the camp that is so on track that it's not even funny, in fact, some of you have even already crossed 50,000 and you're still going because you want to finish the novel itself, kudos, rock on. If you're in the camp that is not going to make the 50,000 words, but you're fine with that and you're still writing, fantastic. If you're like me and it's 50K or bust, this topic is all about you. I don't know what your word count is, obviously. I am speaking to you from the past. Not as far from the past as I would have liked, but that is just me and my behindness. What I can tell you, though, is that if your goal is still 50,000 words by November 30th, you have to be realistic with yourself at this point. Back on day 6, when we talked about, is it too late to start NaNoWriMo? And the answer was no. The answer was only no because the daily goal at that point had simply shifted from 1667 a day to 2,000 a day. So realistically, look at what your current word count is. Subtract that number from 50,000 and divide the result. We're going to count today, so divide the result by 5. If at no point in the month you have even written that many words, then I'm sorry to tell you that you are not going to make the 50,000. Not unless something happens inside you, which it totally could, and you write more than you have all month. But I also want to tell you that if you're not going to make it, that's fine. It doesn't matter. I kind of want to shift you back to my friend Angie and her interview, where she said that multiple times. She didn't make it in her first year or her second year, and then she didn't make it in one other year. And I'm trying not to let it go to my ego that that happened to be the year that I did not participate and she did not have me to bounce off of. Yes, Angie, I'm an egomaniac. You knew that. We've known each other for more than 20 years. Nix has similarly never won NaNoWriMo. Carl did not make his first NaNoWriMo. And I don't recall off the top of my head, but I think Anne even said that one of the years she's done NaNoWriMo, she didn't make it. And you know what? All 4 of them are still alive. They're still kicking, and just as importantly, they're still doing NaNoWriMo. They don't let the fact that they didn't hit 50,000 words defeat them. I don't want you to be defeated by that either. Now, if you did all of that math that I told you about a little earlier, and you have written that many words at some point during the month, then yes, there is a chance that you'll still make it, because you have written those words before. The trick is going to be, can you write that many words for 5 days in a row? If the answer is yes, fantastic, you're going to make it. And if the answer is no, then I'm sorry to tell you that no, you won't reach the 50,000 words by November 30th. Now rewind a little bit and listen to that bit about it doesn't matter. Because as long as you've written, as long as you continue to write, as long as you don't give up, you, as a NaNoWriMo participant, who is still in this on day 26, you are miles above more than half of the people that sign up for NaNoWriMo. There was a statistic in my second year of doing this. I don't know if the statistic has carried forward, but I just want to share it with you because that's how I convinced one of my friends back then to do NaNoWriMo. And he set himself a very low goal. And he succeeded in his very low goal. Why? Because he was realistic with himself. He understood exactly what he was going to be able to do and what he wasn't going to be able to do, and he didn't let the can't-dos stop him. The statistic was that half of the people who did NaNoWriMo in 2003, I take it back. It was my first year. I convinced him to do NaNoWriMo the same year I did NaNoWriMo the first time. I wish I remembered stuff better than I do. Sorry. In 2003, half of the people that signed up for NaNoWriMo never reported a single word. His mindset going into NaNoWriMo was, if I write one word, I've done better than half of the people who did it last year. And I went, good, sign up. And he did. I don't have access to numbers that are going to tell me whether or not that statistic carried forward, but assuming it does, because you never know. The fact that you have done this much in NaNoWriMo means you have accomplished far more than half of the people that signed up. Now, here's the other thing. Of the people who are left, of the people that posted one or more words to the website, as much as it breaks my heart to know this, at least half of those people quit by the end of week one, at the very least by the beginning of week two, because that wall is deadly. So by still being here on day 26, you have outshone 75% of the people who signed up, assuming the statistics hold. Are you going to make it? If you sit down for the next 5 days and write, the answer is yes. Whether you succeed at writing 50,000 words or not, you've made it. You started NaNoWriMo, and you finished NaNoWriMo. I don't care how many words you wrote. I don't care if that week two wall stopped you for a small, short time because you fought past it. And you're here today. 4 more days, people. You got this. You have so totally got this. Now, if you are on track for the 50,000 words, by the end of today, you should have 43,334 words. And if you have something that you would like to add to the conversation, please feel free to add a comment to the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. You know, when I get to this part of NaNoWriMo, I have two battling thoughts in my head. Number one, holy crap, it's almost over already? And then the second is, my God, what's taking it so long? Tomorrow was the final blank in the schedule, and I think I just figured out how to fill it. Let me work out some of the kinks, and I will talk to you then. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.